每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月2日，不会太迟。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。马太福音28章20节。有时候我在想，这个世界是不是已经到了最后的辉煌时期？我们可能要面对世界范围的属灵大觉醒和生命大复兴。这是一个荣耀而伟大的时代。我发现，只要我们以基督的爱，把耶稣基督的福音简单明了地传扬出去，世界各地的人都会做出回应，特别是在东欧。这次我去俄罗斯和罗马尼亚布道期间，就看到了这一点。然而，也有一些人正处于深深的绝望之中。我每天都收到一些人的来信，他们灰心、沮丧，想要放弃。面对我们这个时代，他们充满悲观情绪。一个英国人来信说，对于这个世界，现在做什么都太迟了，这是不对的。我们并没有失败，我们还有神的话语，神的道却不被捆绑。提摩太后书2章9节。我们还有圣灵，我们还有教会，我们还有神的儿女同心合一的祷告，我们还可以向世界很多地方传扬福音。斯布珍说，我们只能感受到福音真理的真实。科学知识可以通过头脑学习，基督十字架的真理只能用心灵领受。让我们一起祷告。天父，求你差遣我们到世界上去，赐予我们智慧，教导他人遵守你一切的旨意。天父，求你帮助我们带领门徒们忠实地侍奉你。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 2nd, It's not too late. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all the things that I have commanded you.And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. 20. I sometimes think our world is on the verge of a great gathering, which might well be the final one.We may be on the threshold of a mighty worldwide spiritual awakening and harvest. This is a glorious time to be alive. I have found that people everywhere, all over the world, will respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ if we present it simply with Christian compassion. This is true especially in Eastern Europe, as my trips into Russia and Romania have shown. Yet there are some,who are in deep despair. I receive letters daily from people who are discouraged, depressed, and ready to give up. They're yielding to the pessimism of our times, to the mood and spirit of our day. A man in England wrote, "It is too late to do anything about the world." That isn't true. All is not lost. We still have the Bible, and the Word of God is not bound 2 Timothy 2:9. We still have the Holy Spirit. We still have the fellowship of believers. We still have the prayers of God's people. We still have an open door to most of the world for proclaiming the gospel. Spurgeon reminds us, we can learn nothing of the gospel except by feeling its truths. There are some sciences that may be learned by the head, but the science of Christ crucified can only be learned by the heart. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will send us into the world and give us wisdom to teach other people to obey everything that you've commanded. Father, help us to make disciples faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.